Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know it's okay to be great at what you do? It's not a sin to be successful. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 10, so David went on and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. David became great, and the Lord was with him. David became a national leader, a leader of a whole nation, and the Lord God was with him. David won battles. He defeated enemies, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. David accumulated great wealth, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. He was incredibly successful. He was winning. You know, I love reading about his mighty men. They're just winning everywhere. You know, one guy with one spear is killing 300. Another guy is jumping in a pit with a lion and killing the lion. I mean, these guys were winning everywhere. And the Lord God of hosts was with them. Sometimes, not always, people get this mindset that to be a Christian, you've got to lose, you've got to be really insignificant, you can't have too many resources, you can't have too much money, you can't be too successful at your job or successful in business, that somehow God just doesn't want us to have too much. You know, that is not Bible. But having said that, that also doesn't mean that Christianity is a license for greed and for lust, and that if you're all about money, God wants to bless you. Nah, he actually doesn't. Because the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So if you don't love money and you're just doing your best in life, God will bless you with money. But if you're lusting after money and you're coveting money and you love money more than anything else, God will probably find a way to make you lose your money, because it's more important that you know him and you're obedient to him than you have money in this world. Just want to put that out there. But David became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And so this means that you and I, we're allowed to succeed. We're allowed to be good at what we do. In fact, it's good that we are good at what we do, because if we're good at what we do, if we become great at what we do, it's amazing how people want to listen to us. People will promote you. People will come to you and ask for your advice. They'll ask for your input. And these are great times to share our faith. These are great times to shine light and say, you know what? The reason I've been so successful at what I do is God gave me some strategies. God gave me some keys. God gave me his word. You know, I've been obeying the word of God since I was a young man or a young woman. You know, when other people were going out getting hammered on a Saturday night, I was in a youth group meeting, you know, praying, worshiping, fellowshipping, not smashing my brain on drugs and alcohol. You know, your success actually gives you an opportunity to give a testimony and to tell people how God has helped you and how God has blessed you. And again, David went on to become great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. But as I've been saying, there was years of preparation there. There was years of obedience to God. There were years when David even wondered, am I ever going to get out of this mess? There were years of him thinking, am I going to survive this? Saul is trying to kill me. Saul's the king and he hates me. He wants me dead. You know, there were many years when he was living in the forest with no money, no success. So we've got to remember this, that David went on a journey with God and he was obedient to God, but he came out of that journey. He came out of that trial blessed. He came out as the king. He started winning. I've said this earlier, David never lost a battle. There's no records in scripture of David losing a battle. There are very few military commanders throughout history who have that record. He just was winning. Why? Because the Lord God of hosts was with him. What have you put your hand to? If you have done it in obedience to God, if you know God wants you in your profession, wants you in your chosen field, wants you in your trade, wants you in your business, whatever you're doing for God, if you know God has put you there, expect to be great at it. Expect to get better at it. Expect to be blessed. You know, expect to do it really well, because I believe God wants you to do really well at what you do. He wants you to excel. He wants you to prosper. You know, if you have a heart to give to others, give to missions, give to your local church, give to charities, God wants you to be blessed. There's an old saying, if he can get it through you, he will get it to you. And that's a T.L. Osborne quote right there. But it's true. God wants you to be blessed so you can be a blessing.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.